about twice a week they'd fight, and she'd scream and holler till couldn't nobody sleep. And I made them move. And then a white fella, he just sat in to beat me, and did beat me, and I made him move. That's all I had, man. I've had my hands nearly all my life been with me ever since I've been farming to myself nearly. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, some of them did and gone. Old Uncle Lee, other fella, man. Let's see, I wasn't but 20 some odd years old. I wasn't 30 when he moved with me, and he died here, old age.
Well, that's great. That's
Never had no trouble. I never had to get out and hunt no labor, nothing about it. More come wanted homes than I could take care of.
I was going to ask, how did you find these?
I didn't go out. They found me.
I see.
They found me.
Because they knew what...
My father, same way, man. That fellow down there lived with my father. Till my father died, and I bought the place just before he died. He stayed on with me. I could quit farming, might say, about quit. Now he's with my boy. He done two old work just sitting in the house.
Three generations.
That's right. Well, that's three generations of work.
That's great. That's great.
When they made a dollar, half of it was mine, and they got the other half. A lot of people, man, would just feed them hay, starve them to death, especially if they're black. Some of them didn't care what color they was. Then they'd take everything that they made, just give them barely enough to live on. Because you know that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably why they stayed with you, because they knew that you were treating them right.
When you get a man that'll do what you want to do well and give you no trouble, what's the use of letting him go?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Back in the days when you had sharecroppers, what terms did people use for black people? Do you remember any of those? What words would they use for black people? Good ones or bad ones, or what? How would people talk about the?
Well, in other words, some people say, "Well, that family is just no good for nothing," you know, and mm-hmm. just on the beat, this, that, and the other. Which the trouble was, a lot of them had been beat so much till they just figured that what to beat you out of, well, that's all they're going to get, you know.
I see.
But where you treat them right. Now, I got one living right down the road right there now. He's been here nearly 40 years. And he told me a thousand times, I guess he told me, he says, "Mr. Linda, I wouldn't steal nothing in the world you got, but I'd take it if I need it. And if I ever got able, I'd pay you for it." And you couldn't go down there today. He done got, he's 76 years old. And you couldn't go down there and offer him the finest house in town and get him away from that old shack down there.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, just as long as the house don't fall down, you stay there.
Mm-hmm. And how about the other one down here? Is he the same way?
My son, you'll just let him sit there in the house. He don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his son comes out and farms the land and got cattle down there, you know, on the place. Mm-hmm. That's where they go now, Dr. K, sick K. And he just muck around there. And my boy, he got a route to New Orleans back. He makes two trips a week to New Orleans back. And when he's gone, well, he leaves tractor down there, and that fella get that tractor and crank it up and go out there and feed his cows, you know.
Oh, he will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's,
he furnished some truck patches and things, you know, garden, truck patches and everything. Don't charge him a nickel, don't charge him no house rent, no nothing.